Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of course, we've been reacting to the Stephen Kwan news that he has been scratched from tonight's lineup. We do not know why. I think, listen, normally, I mean, it is not unusual for guys to get scratched, and it's just like a one-day thing or a weekend thing. What probably raises the alarm bells a little bit more than anything right now, Spencer, is the fact that Stephen Kwan has been, we'll just say it, not any good in the last 6 weeks, and he's hitting he's gone from, you know, contending to hit 400 to now he's 291. I think, and people have used that to speculate, is he healthy? This yeah. is not going to bring that fevered pitch down at all.
Well, no, you talked about sort of like the dial that we were sort of turning earlier in the show, and I think this probably puts that on pause to sort of sway it back in the direction of like, well, I'm starting to believe in this Guardians team again. And I think a lot of that just stems from like when we think about this team when they were at their peak. And I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, pull that out and that's going to be what they are in the playoffs necessarily. And they're going to get back to just like blowing everybody out of the water and just steamrolling teams and winning every single series the rest of the way or even in the playoffs. But when they were at their best, it revolved a lot around Stephen Kwan and how his ability to get on base and, you know, not strike out at the plate and have that discipline and, you know, string hits together game after game after game. And so we have that idea and that vision in our head of if he can get right for the playoffs, if he can get kind of back in a rhythm, it allows him to then sort of be the starter, the guy that gets the offense kind of rolling. And then from there, that allows you for the Josh Naylors and the Jose Ramirez and et cetera to drive you in. And so, yeah, like that, like it's disappointing without knowing the full context of what it is. And maybe we'll get more of that after the game. I'm sure it'll be one of the first things that Stephen Vogt's obviously asked about postgame.
So with that, Joe Noga tweeted out saying he was scratched for precautionary reasons with body fatigue per the Guardians. And here's the thing, Guardians baseball reporter for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, want to give him proper credit on that. I say this with love and respect for the Guardians organization. They mislead when it comes to injuries or just not in form. So I don't even know.
Sounds
that
like
I,
the Browns.
How they do it's a little different. The Browns, yeah. I don't know how anyone can be that clumsy like the Browns have been. But, like, the Guardians are not forthcoming when it comes to injuries. Right, so, right.
I think that's a baseball thing, though, too.
Yeah, there's a little bit that.
How many times have we...
That's a contemporary baseball thing. 25 years ago, you would actually get news from the team.
Yeah. I just think about
I don't know if it's like an Ivy League ideal, but that's definitely a change in baseball that I find very annoying.
I just think about in my lifetime all the number of times where there's been like a phantom injury that have sent somebody to the IL where it's like, oh, well, yeah, this guy, when it really it's just like, oh, yeah, they've been very, very bad and we don't really know why, but we're going to say there's an injury so that we can put them on the IL and they can figure it out.
His name is Carlos Carrasco, and he's got a rehab start
exactly.
in Akron.
That's a perfect example of this year that happened.
So I do think, because Kwan has struggled so much the last little bit,
yeah.
And again, until proven otherwise, for tonight, I'll give you the body fatigue thing. I do think, and I would imagine that they've done this, I do think you have to have a plan for if Kwan struggles, do not pull up by the or if there is an injury there, at what you're going to do atop the lineup. Because you have not consistently gotten anything out of the two hole for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks. Actually, probably most of the season. Jimenez spent most of the time there, but he's gone from 2 to 5 to 7 to 5 to 2 to.
Yeah, he's 2 tonight, yeah.
So, you not only have a hole at 2, even with Kwan playing well, you're not getting production out of the leadoff spot. If he has to go out, you're going to have to get pretty creative with what you do at the top of the lineup so you can set the table properly for Hosey and for Josh Naylor.
It's the next test for Stephen Vogt in a year that's obviously thrown a number of things his way. The early on, maybe he wasn't getting tested all that much because the team was playing so well. But now, late in the year, it's about managing this bullpen so that they can still kind of bring what they brought to the regular season in the postseason. It's about kind of, navigating the rest of the schedule so that you can maybe come out with one of the top seeds in the division. It's about managing this lineup, especially if Stephen Kwan's going to be dealing with this for the next couple weeks. I do wonder what that looks like. I mean, I think, was Tyler Freeman generally...
Yeah, I think Freeman
back when he was hurt early in the season,
yeah,
it was
when
him,
he was actually playable,
and now he's not playable. So where are you going with that?
So the guy's only got eight. I think it's 8 games in the leadoff spot. But a couple years ago, they put Jimenez there as kind of the backup cleanup hitter, and he raked.
You mean leadoff hitter?
Our leadoff hitter. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But he raked, and they've been super resistant to doing that recently. And I don't know why, because he seemed really, really comfortable. And he actually, again, small sample size, 8 games is not the end-all be-all. But, I would rather Jimenez there than Schneeman. I'd rather Jimenez there. They put Will Brennan there previously. I don't want Will Brennan's fit. He's not even a fourth outfielder. He's a fifth outfielder. His scrub ass anywhere near the top of the lineup. And I say that with all due love and respect. But, no, here's the other thing. If you're not I don't understand why Hosey's not a 3 hitter, why he's stuck at the 3 spot.
Honestly don't hate that as him, to bump him to the leadoff guy.
Well, to bump him to either of the top spots.
Yeah,
the whole you got to get people on base for him, guys. That impacts one inning. That's the first inning. Every other time, how many times have we been, especially recently? Stephen Kwan comes up to bat because the actual back four of the lineup actually isn't too terrible. They're not great. They're not the 2070 Yankees. But compared to what they got out of that spot, the 6 through 9 or the 5 through 9 last year, they actually have gotten some production out of the back end of the lineup. So I would say, why don't you go Jimenez 1, Hosey 2 if you need to. But it's just been wild how rigid their thinking seems to be at the top of the lineup. And the guys that they give cracks there, that have not done diddly squat in baseball and, quite frankly, aren't good enough to play every day, let alone lead off your lineup.
Yeah.
And even a split lineup.
It's interesting. Like, I can think back to, I feel like Tony La Russa was one of the people who, like, really revolutionized, like, putting your best hitter at the three spot. He used to do that a lot with, like, Albert Pujols back in the day with the Cardinals. And then it became like a thing where it was like, oh, this makes sense. Like, you get a couple table setters in front of him, but then he's up more often when, you know, when you have like your 8-9 guys hitting. If you're putting your leadoff, if you're putting a guy like Jose first in the lineup, he's going to probably get the most at bats out of, he's going to get the most at bats out of anybody. And you would think like you'd want to, it's an advantageous situation for you to have Jose in that situation. I'm not saying do it all the time, but to your point, like, in an instance right now where Stephen Kwan's dealing with something and he's not out there, if he's going to be out for a little bit of time here, or if this is going to be kind of a prolonged thing where they give him some extra days off, why not? Why not try it? Like, it's like, what do you have to lose at this point? I do think that's where the mind of Stephen Vogt will come into play, and how he gets creative with this lineup and utilizes who he has, which he's done a great job with, I think, for most of the season. But we're going to see that play out in real time and see how it works.
I think a criticism I have of Stephen Vogt is, I think once the lineup really choked up and really started tensing up and turtling, I think the best thing he could have done is to simplify it and go, until we get you guys back on the path, here's our lefty lineup, here's our righty lineup. Because they were kind of using, not necessarily strict lefty-righty
platoons.
You're
saying, like, there was too much of, like, well, here's Rocchio today, and yeah, here's Schneeman, no, well, and
but
here's
Jimenez at the two spot, the five spot, the seven spot within the same week, and that's one player. You know, Thomas being moved all the way around.
So you're almost saying, like,
here,
the best way through some of those instances is just, like,
simplify
the best
players.
The best way out is through. Like, just keep it where those guys are know where they're going to be every day.
Yes.
They can go through the same routine. They kind of know what to expect. And then hopefully that clicks. Because, again, and we hear all the time about how baseball is such like a regimented sport, and it's all about rhythm and you know, the habits that you build. I see what you're saying with that. But that does make a lot of sense,
and
to just kind of simplify it for them.
You can start to predict, because of who you're hitting around, what you're going to see. It's a little easier to prepare for individual matchups. Yeah. You know, again, it's just simplify. Now, they didn't do that, and it's probably too late in the season to do that. But, like, because here's the thing. I don't hate the idea of Jose leading off. But then the problem becomes, you now have a massive hole in the very middle of your lineup. So the reason Jimenez won, Jose two, is then you can sneak Fry or somebody else into the three spot and protect them with Naylor. Yeah. Whereas if you move Hosey all the way to the top, you're now, well, you still have a problem at two. And, okay, I can backfill one spot right, by bringing guys up in the lineup. Doing that with two spots, and maybe even if you're just flipping Jimenez and Ramirez, I think this might be a little simpler, because you get a little kick off the power of Hosey for whoever's the three hitter.
Well, and obviously this all just is you know, speculation of potential ideas. If the Kwan injury or the Kwan situation, what they're calling body fatigue, is something more serious or not, and it's going to...
Telling me about body fatigue? I'm 300 pounds, baby. I got that every day.
But if that's not something that's going to be like a long-term thing, obviously we know how this lineup's going to look, and Stephen Kwan's going to be at the top. But yeah, we're just kind of forecasting if it's a prolonged thing, like...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Options or things that they could potentially...
Well, you know, and, like, it does... You know, I've really struggled whether you can win getting the production out of the top of your lineup with Kwan, and I've been kind of surprised they have not... in any way considered pivoting early in the season with just how putrid it's not. He hasn't just been bad, or he hasn't been league average. Like, if you look at the at-bats, you look at the quality of the at-bats, putrid is the right word for where Steven's been. And so it's wild to me, you know, it's Meatloaf's I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. I'll do anything to win, but I'm not going to mess with Kwan. And I get it. You don't want to ruin a guy's confidence if he's already struggling with it. But you need production out of that top, at the top of that lineup. So, like, it's this weird catch 22. And honestly, I've had thoughts a couple times. Is it the worst thing if Kwan does have to go on the IL? Is it the worst thing? Like, I know when Steven is his best self, him being a 300 hitter, your best hitter, best contact hitter with just enough power to really kind of threaten you, that's the best case scenario. We're not even the top 90 percentile of best case scenarios. So while I hope that the team's not fibbing, that this is just body fatigue, I think this team should be thinking about, like, all right, is he healthy? Like, is this just because, guys, Steven's had bad habits before. Last year, he got into pretty swing happy, trying to swing for the fences because he and the other guys atop the lineup were putting too much pressure on themselves for a cadre of reasons. He's not even that guy. Like, that guy last year was league average with no power, being a contact hitter that gets, you know, what, 280, 290? His WRC plus, his weighted runs created plus, was league average. That wasn't good enough,
right,
to be a leadoff hitter, but because of his previous season, you gave it to him. Like, how long are we going to do this? Because right now, I tend to believe this is injury-based. And how long are you going to let a guy play through an injury if it's killing the top of your lineup? And I don't know if there's a perfect answer, by the way.
So Nick is team, phantom injury, send him down. Not send him down.
No, it's a real injury.
Put him on the IL and... see if you can figure it out before the playoffs. When we were having that Tua conversation, we were 100% football.
That's 100%
football.
There was
no
football.
F and off in that conversation.
That was, but see, right now, we're 100% F and off.
Yeah, ever since the double-sided peanut butter jar thing, I think it's been more the F off side.
Well, mostly because I think it might have been the moment that broke how I view you as a person.
Why? That, of all things?
Because
not me saying the T word on our podcast like you brought up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
which, by the way, listen to Sons of the Shoe. Wherever you get
for
your podcast,
to say
and
the
at 92thefan.com.
Yeah.
You can find out what the T word is if you listen
you
back a couple
Opie
episodes.
You can hear Opie from the Andy Griffith Show say the T word. That's what you're going to hear. And also, real good football talk. No, my point was, it's like when somebody says, I'm an idea guy, and then the first idea they throw at you is the worst idea you've ever heard. So, like, You built this up to be like, I could go on that show. I could go on Shark Tank, and I've got an idea that might get bought. And the idea was a double-sided peanut butter jar. And you've tried to talk your way out of it at the end. My point is, if you go to Mark Cuban and that bald guy and that severe lady and the fourth person, and you go, you know what, guys? Nobody's talking about peanut butter. It is an unexplored market, and I'm here to tell you that a double-sided PB jar. I'm trying to reframe this, and I'm trying to get out of trouble at the same time. All right, guys, I'll sit back and I'll wait your offers. Like, but I'm gonna go with the highest bidder. Whoever gives me the most amount of money, that's where I'm going. Right, it's not about what can you do for me. It's about who can give me the money, because this thing's going to kill.
I admit that I oversold it, but...
Thanks. We needed that. We were waiting for you to admit that idea was a little over the top in the way you presented it.
Yeah, no, it was. It was over the top in the way I presented it. The whole cover that we haven't shared the other part of it, which was the idea that started the conversation in general.
Which...
No, listen.
I think I made him nervous.
I didn't mean to imply that I could actually sell this on Shark Tank. And that was what I said at the end of the conversation, which was, I don't actually think I would go to Shark Tank with that idea. But I didn't mean to taint your view of me as a person, which is this random idea that I think would be, I think it's an idea. I don't think it's the best idea that would work on Shark Tank.
When you say, I got this idea, make it a good one. Like the first one, the second one can be a stinker and you're fine, right? Like Facebook, holy crap, billions of dollars. Every other idea that Mark Zucker has had has basically been buying other people's ideas.
Yeah.
Those aren't good ideas. Oh, hey, listen, I can't come up with something as good as Instagram. I'll buy it. Those aren't good ideas, but everybody remembers Facebook. No one's going to remember peanut butter jar that's double-sided. Real quick here, we're talking about Stephen Kwan being scratched. Multiple reporters now tweeting out body fatigue. Aramis, what's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Dude, I think I have me an idea.
All right.
I was about to sit Stephen Kwan down. I've heard rumors that he wants to try out free agency when his time comes. I think it's 2027, 2028. In the meantime, dude's not making $1 million a season, if I'm not mistaken, man. Why don't the Indians kind of capitalize on this, boost his ego a little bit, pay the man to stay here another, I don't know, 7-8 years.
So you want to sit him and pay him?
I don't mean sit him. Sit him down and pay him.
Oh.
Boost his confidence and wrap him up. Keep him here. You know what I mean? Because rumor has that he wants to bet on himself in free agency. Well, right now, it ain't looking so good for him. So why not kind of capitalize on it? I think he'll come back around.
Yeah, how much money you
Aramis,
think he's...
appreciate you.
Because he's got arbitration, his first round of arbitration, obviously, this offseason. To go from... Like, his bargaining was a lot higher a couple months ago when he was batting around 400, and now all of a sudden he's batting 291.
And now all of a sudden he's hitting a paltry 291.
Obviously, I didn't mean that 291 was, like, not...
for home runs.
Was not good. I was just saying, like... He was trending towards obviously earning himself a lot more money, is all I'm saying.
Do you think they'll non-tender him a contract for only hitting 291 with 12?
All right. This is one of those times we can't have a conversation because you're just like reading way too much into what I said.
You said he's lost bargaining power and he's hitting 291.
I just meant when they go to the negotiating table at arbitration, we know how these things work. One side says we think he's worth this, the other side says we think he's worth this, and then if they actually take it to like the actual where they sit in the room and discuss it, and it has to be sort of sorted out almost like in like a mock trial, like then they come to some conclusion. I'm just saying he could have gone to the table with a lot higher of an offer when he was batting 400 versus now. That's all I was saying.
Can I get you to
explain? Is that not factual?
Can I get you to explain other legal proceedings? Well, you know, you got
that
discovery.
Got this lawsuit
and they discover
him.
Things. And then once they discover things, then they submit things. And then there's like 12 people or something. And they're your people or something. And then.
It's called a jury.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.